is a prison. God has praised this last time he departed from here. And today, the first day of the week, we have a privilege and opportunity to come together as one children to worship him in truth and also in spirit. We thank the Bible reader. It seems like this is the continuation of the last time when I got the opportunity to come here to share the word of God. And Matthew is a place where I used to study a lot, because I've read it about 3-4 times, and even here in a Bible class, it seems like years ago we have learned Matthew. But one thing I want us to know is that we, the Christian, when you give our life to God, we have two stages, as Jesus did. Jesus is God, but he came on this earth to nature at the same time. As Brother Francis is saying, he was God, 100% God, and 100% what? Woman. And if you give our life to God, this is how we become. And the most challenges you have is to understand that we are 100% spirit and we are 100% physical. But our challenge is that because we are physical, you normally concentrate the physical aspect instead of what? Thinking the spiritual one as well. Because we have to balance all things. We have to balance because we are spirit, 100% spiritual, and we are 100% what? Physical. But most of them, our planning, including me, our planning attitude, the way and manner we do our things, it seems like you think about physical, more physical than spiritual. But once the Lord has been, we have been added by the Lord to his church, we possess these two stages. And we need to be very careful when we make some decisions, when you decide our thinking and everything. You need to think twice. You need to always make decision that what Jesus will do. Any decision, because Jesus is the one who we are looking for. Because Jesus came this world, that's our Lord Supper, when Pastor Francis is talking. Because the church is very, very important in the eyes of the Lord. That is why he came all from the heaven to come and die for you and me, so that we become saved, the people of God. In the book of Genesis, Exodus, we notice how God chose a nation. A nation like Israel. We know a lot how God fight for these people. And now, last time you read from Peter let us know that we are what? The chosen generation. Now, if you are classified as God's people, the Christians are what? God's people today. Not the people, physical people of Israel. But we, the Christians, we are God's people. We are God's representative. We represent God. We represent God. So last time, Peter tell us, just reflect our mind that we have to wake up and take our new role. Our new role as what? As priesthood. As a holy nation. But today, Jesus also is going to tell us who we are. Really, who you are. Last time, Peter just said who we are. And Jesus himself, when he was in the earth, tell us who we are. And that's why, that's what our brother Luke came here and read for. This passage, it seems like we all know it. We, at least we have read about 10,000 times. You know it. But my question is, how do we apply? How do we apply this particular passage? Particular passage when you read them. We have read, who don't know this passage? Please raise up your hands. Because we know this passage very well. And it seems like it's like reading the book of Matthew. At least the Sermon on the Mount, at least you can go to Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7. It seems like you read it every time, all the time. So our challenge is that what Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16 want to tell us, what Jesus want to tell us. That is why I have choose the title of this sermon, that we are what? We are the salt and we are the light. We are the salt and we are the light. Why I am not saying that? Because Jesus in his own mouth tell his disciples, followers, that you are the salt and you are the light. So I was wondering why Jesus choose only two imagery to represent his followers. He choose two imagery. And he choose salt. It seems like everybody knows salt and the importance of salt. And everybody knows light and the importance of light. So Jesus choose only two images. But if you study the Bible, the numerology is very, very important. Two represent what? Courage. Number two represent courage or what? Strength. Two represent courage and strength. So Jesus choose these two, that we are salt and we are light. So if Jesus say we are salt, what can we learn from that? What is that imagery represent? That doesn't mean that we are going, that the quality or the imagery of salt, what salt did in that ancient time, why Jesus choose that we are the salt? He says salt in the ancient time used for two important purposes. Two important purposes. One, the salt is used for food to taste good. If you want to prepare our food, it seems like my wife is very good in cooking. You see, at times I try to put the salt and I put too much. So it seems like I destroy everything and get there. So salt make food taste very good. So, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, God said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing. It is good for nothing, nothing anymore, except to throw out and trample underfoot by men. Wow! What God wants to tell us, the salt, he said, first, salt was used to make food taste better. So Jesus says something like in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. He said, let your speech be as it were seasoned with what? Salt. Let our speech be seasoned with salt. And that's why I'm saying the salt in olden days used as an ingredient for food to taste good. And also, salt also used in olden days for what? For preservatives. Before you don't have fridge, deep freezers and all these things. So if you want food to be maybe a little bit longer, 1 week, 2 weeks, what do they do in that olden days? They what? They add salt on it so that the food will not spoil. So this image, what God or Jesus want to tell us, what lesson can you learn from here? Why Jesus say we are the salt of this world? So we all will bear witness that this world we live in is sinking. Is sinking. Christianity is becoming unpopular anymore. Christianity is becoming unpopular anymore. When I was driving, I just watched things. I see buildings, church buildings, heavy land, staying there with empty, even some are intensive, what, pop and Christianity is what? Decreasing. It's just don't have what? Because if I read from the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, you read about Peter preach about how many people? About 3,000 people. Even a church in Jerusalem at one time, we are more than 100,000. Church in Jerusalem alone. So, if now the church is going down, it means we are not doing our part very well. We are not doing our part because God says we are the soul. Only Christians, and I'm saying this by good, only Christian means God's chosen people, which is you and me. A lot of people call themselves Christians, but we are not Christians. We are not Christians. So we have responsibilities. We have responsibility because God has given us a task. And he said, we are. So we are the people who God expects us to make this world taste good. If you don't know, God wants us, our life, attitude, our talk, everything reflect and give glory to God. He wants us, our life and attitude, the way and manner we do our things, our relationship, everything. People are supposed to see and test it as good. And now what do you see? That is why I'm saying you always think about physical things. But what about the spiritual aspect? What about the spiritual aspect? So, we have responsibilities. And we Christians, we alone can make this world change, can make difference. It's my responsibility to make Leicester taste good. It is my responsibility. the area I live, anywhere, my workplaces. A lot of sermon has been here about how you should if you go to our various houses where you should show Christ like. It is our responsibility to do that because God expects us to be like that. That's why God Himself tells us that we are the salt and we are the light. The salt, another thing we got is preservative. God wants this world, and He knows that only Christians, our attitude, our behavior, the way and do our things, can sustain this world. Jesus having come back the second time because of what? Because of what Christianity, the way and manner you are doing things, and I'm encouraging us to do more. In the Old Testament, when God wanted to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, you know all these stories. Abraham started from number one, number 50. He came down up to number 10. Why did Abraham didn't pray again when he get to number 10? Why? Because 10 is a number. It's a simple number. You see, God is expecting you and me to be in the good, or to be in a, to carry on our duties as what? As a salt and as a light. God loves us. God has done His part. All what Christ supposed to do to call the children of God has been given. Now we have this word of God, and we can use this word of God, because this word of God is the our tools to change our life, attitude, behavior. Anything you want to learn from here, this is our guide. That is why God didn't leave us alone. He gave us instruction how we can become a better soul and how we become a better Christian. So He said, you are the light, you are the salt of this world. And we have noticed that salt is for two important things: for us to taste good, and also for us to be preservatives. Because anywhere you go, the thing is supposed to be maintained. You see, so we have to. God has used us as a preservative. But the second one, is he said, verse 14. He said, "You are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden." God said, "You are the light." Please, have you think about that? God said, "We are the light." And I can see the Bible, that is the best compliment God has given to his children, that we are the light. Because the light, most of the time, the light, if you read like John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. If you read 1 John 1, verse 7, it says, you should walk in the light as He is in the light. If you read Ephesians 5, verse 8, it says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. He said, God is light. In Him there is no darkness. God is light. So if you read Psalm 27 verse 1, here David was praying, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So, by Jesus with his own mouth saying that you are the light, what is that? What does that mean? What Jesus mean that you are the light? Because the light represents Christ and the light is using for God. So, in other words, Jesus is saying that you are God. You are God. You are God. Because we are what? The children of God. When did you become children of God? When we gave our life to God. When we was baptized. When we was born again. That means you possess what is called what? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit leads each and every Christian. That makes us what? God. And the Holy Spirit is a God. So Jesus said that you are light. In other words, he said we are God. And we have to be very careful. We are God what? Representative, ambassadors of God. So we have to be very careful. And it says, verse 15, it says, nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peg measures, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. He's saying that, look at light, the importance of light. Putting the light and hide it, as we normally want to do. Jesus wants our light what? To shine. He said, let our light shine. Which means we have to allow the light on us to shine. Why Jesus is saying that? Because we are what? God says we are salt and we are light. Let our light shine, which means we allow our light to shine. Why do you always want to, it seems like, devalue ourselves? Because as I last time said that a lot of God has chosen a lot of people, and a lot of people always come with excuses. Me, I'm a person who is very I was not used to stand in front of the people. That is not what I learned from. I am the one who is very ashamed to stand or feel panic to stand in front of the people. But because of the word of God, that is why I can stand as I am speaking now. Because of the attitude, the way and manner I understand. Because the more you read the Bible, the more you become what? You understand it. God is going to give you more Holy Spirit for you to understand. So, he said, you are the light and you are the salt. Verse 16, he said, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Here, at times, when you want to do good things, you are not doing good things for people to see. You want people to see and then what? Do what? Glorify God. We have to glorify people to see our good works. Not only here in the church room, any place you find ourselves. But I was thinking about how can it be possible for me to meet like Brother Anthony, Brother Kevin, Brother Lucky. If not because of God, how can it be possible? How can it be possible? So it is time for us to all to us to come together to use our talent, abilities, and God-given obligation to help this church to stand. This church now is going through a lot of challenges, but God knows the reason why this is going on. Although maybe you use it as a blame game, this or that, but God knows the reason why these things are going on. So it is a time for us to shine, for a time for us to be a salt. That is why I choose this particular thing to encourage all of us that a little what you can do, this is the moment we need all at some angles, all part, every person, a little what you can do for us to stand together to overcome this problem which the church we are facing. Because we can't deny that church don't have this problem. But how do you solve it out? That is why God says, we are the salt, we are the light. You can do it. With God, we all can do it. Because we have a lot of challenges and we have a lot of problems. God, with God, everything will be possible. You know that. So, in my conclusion, I will not speak long for this particular thing because I start my sermon at 45. You see, so I've already spent only 15 minutes, but I will not carry on because this is a very short one because I just want to remind us, because this sermon, I have heard it about 10, 15 times. Even in this room, a lot of our brethren have come here to explain this thing. But because of the challenges we have in this moment, that's why I choose this particular thing, so that you all can come together and help a little what you can do to help. In conclusion, I want us to read John chapter 13, verse 34. Because God says we are God, we are the light. We can't do miracles as God did. We can't walk on the sea as God did. But only one thing you can do as church, so that you all can come together and step and wake up as I can't get exactly the word I want to use. But it's the time for us, all of us, to come together. And that's why I'm saying we cannot make miracle, because if we can make miracle, we can make miracle for things to come together. But we have less ability to do that. We can't walk on the sea. But one thing we can do, and that is why I want to do it for us today. John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. John chapter 13.
The new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another, that the Father. By this shall all men know that ye are disciples if ye have loved one to another.
Thank you, brother. I love you. God said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. My brethren, it is time for us to come together with love. Last time, Bravery taught us about love. This love, what love are you talking about here? What love God is talking about here? That is agape love. Agape love. Last week we learned agape love is what? Unconditional love. Now, this is the thing you need. You need in particular this time that you have to love as God love. You cannot do miracle. You cannot walk on the sea, but you can love as God love. You can love that. You can do that. That is why we need to come together, take this one, and we love one another. And by doing this, God says, all will see that you are my disciple. Thank you very much for listening.